Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I've been going through an evolution on this issue. And I had hesitated on gay marriage, in part because I thought civil unions would be sufficient. But I have to tell you that over the course of several years, as I talk to friends and family and neighbors, when I think about members of my own staff who are in incredibly committed monogamous relationships, same-sex relationships, who are raising kids together, at a certain point, I've just concluded that for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
So the president evolved, but doesn't matter. Mike Lavers, who is national news editor for the gay and lesbian-oriented Edge Media Network, is back with us. Hi, Michael. Mike, welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian.
And let's start here. The president has long said he is evolving on marriage, but the announcement came about in such a sideways fashion, having been dragged into it by something Joe Biden said on Meet the Press. This is hardly a profile in courage, is it?
I think certainly what Vice President Biden said on Sunday hastened the conversation. The administration has stressed, however, that this evolution, as folks have described it, has taken place for quite some time. The president back in 1996, when he was running for Illinois State Senate, actually came out in support of marriage equality. So in many ways, at least publicly, it's a return to that previous position, which he articulated almost more than 15 years ago.
And that's part of the politics of it, too, for him to have taken that position so long ago and then walked away from it when he ran for more prominent positions. And I guess now he feels the time is right, for whatever reason, to come back to it. Listeners, 212-433-WNYC, as we continue our conversation on this for the second time on today's show, 212-433-9692. Earlier, we took calls just from gays and lesbians. Now we can take calls from everybody, 212-433-9692. And, Michael, I'm curious to get the sense of what you're hearing from people around you, from people who you work with, from people who you report on. You know, we took calls last hour, and frankly, we didn't hear a lot of cynicism. We heard a little. We heard a lot of people who really were moved. We heard a lot of people who really were grateful that in their lifetime, the president of the United States, out of his lips, would validate their humanity. And yet he proposed no policy. He issued no executive order. He did it after the regressive vote in North Carolina on Tuesday, the campaign for which did not draw him in to raise his voice. So what is this effect other than chatter around presidential words?
I think one really can't underestimate the impact that his words had. At the very least, folks were hearing the president of the United States for the first time articulate that he indeed supports marriage equality. And that really is a watershed moment, not only in the history of the LGBT rights movement, but in the, quite frankly, the history of this country. That said, there certainly were some folks who did question the timing of the announcement, which came a day after North Carolina voters approved the same-sex marriage amendment in their state constitution. And folks had criticized him for not speaking out against Amendment 1 as forcefully as they thought he could have. So on that point, there certainly was a few folks, especially among gay Republicans, who questioned the timing of this. That said, I think most folks expected the president at some point, whether it was before the election or sometime after November, if he were to actually win a second term in office, he was eventually going to come out in support of same-sex marriage. So overall, I think folks were certainly pleased that he finally took that next step, but there were certainly a few folks, especially on, you know, among gay Republicans, that question the timing of this, especially with what happened in North Carolina just on Tuesday.
Eileen in Yonkers, you're on WNYC. Hello, Eileen.
Hi, it's It's great to be on. I am so thrilled that President Obama finally took a liberal stand in support of the base of the people that elected him in the first place. I hope this is the beginning of something. I hope he takes stands on the environment and other liberal positions that he should have done in the first place. Then we'll all vote for him again.
Thank you very much. Well, Mitt Romney, for his part, drew the sharp contrast with Obama yesterday on not just marriage, but even civil unions if they confer too many of the rights of marriage. Here is Romney in an interview in Colorado.
Now, my position is the same on gay marriage as it's been from the beginning, and that is that marriage is a relationship between a man and a woman. That's the posture that I had as governor, and I have that today.
You support domestic partnerships. Why not civil unions?
If a civil union is identical to marriage, other than with the name, why I don't support that.
So that's a fascinating contrast. It's not just that Romney's position is the same as the one he's always held. He was making the contrast between Obama, who has, quote unquote, evolved as if it's a flip-flop, and he who has remained consistent, obviously not on everything in Mitt Romney's life, but on this one. But can you clarify the reality there on the issue that he raised about civil unions? What do he and those who agree with him refer to when they say the benefits of civil unions that are too close to marriage?
I think it's a way for them to, you know, point out the differences between his campaign and that of what the president said. But I think it's important to note that the issue of marriage is certainly not something that's going to resonate with as many voters in this election cycle as it did, say, in 2004. Obviously, we're still talking about a weak economy. We're talking about relatively high unemployment numbers. So when it really comes down to it, positions for or against marriage equality aren't necessarily going to have the same impact that they may have had in previous elections. So perhaps that's a way for him to try to court voters who are in the middle. But I think, again, it really just goes back to the economy and to jobs and all of these broader issues about which folks are
mostly concerned. But sure. But then Romney would say, I'm putting words in his mouth, but he would say something like, oh, don't worry, not supporting civil unions that are the same as marriage but not in name only doesn't mean your partner will be kept out of the hospital room when you're ill or dying. We would never do something like that. So what rights does that position support in civil unions that are far enough away from marriage?
I think you just said it, Brian. You know, you're talking about hospital visitations. You're talking about some of the basic rights and privileges that same-sex couples would receive through something like this. But again, what we're talking about is full marriage, and that's always been the word that's mattered most to folks mm-hmm. in the LGBT community. They're talking about full equality, and civil unions in their minds is something that's far less than the full equality that they strive for so strongly.
Peter in Park Slope, you're on WNYC. Hello, Peter.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
You know, I found it almost cringeworthy that the president had to pretend to have finished this long mediation on the subject of marriage equality, you know, only 3 days after Joe Biden made this obvious misstep on Meet the Press. And I just find it ironic that I think he'll take a big hit for it. It was this halting, hardly full-throated endorsement, but I think he'll take a hit for it. He might not win Ohio. And it's ironic that he did something really, really notable and admirable in declining to defend the Defense of Marriage Act, which is a meaningful thing, whereas this statement, which has no relevance to a state issue, might really, really cost him.
And he ended Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which was another actual meaningful thing. Peter, thank you. So now the political guessing game is on, Mike. Will this help him or hurt him in the presidential race? For example, in North Carolina itself, where this vote took place on the issue on Tuesday, and which he is fighting so hard in, otherwise as a major battleground state.
I think it's certainly at the short term, it's certainly a politically risky proposition for him to come out in support of marriage equality. But I think in the long run, folks who oppose marriage equality more likely than not were already going to vote against him in the general election. So I think looking at the bigger picture, it's probably not going to have as much as an impact, say, if he were to come out in support of this back in 2004. Even among social conservatives, the issue of marriage ranks almost at the bottom of the issues about which they are most concerned. Again, it's really going to go back to the economy and unemployment and these bread and butter issues. So I don't think in the long term his endorsement of marriage equality is really going to make that much of a difference.
But there may be a political calculation that says all the people who feel strongly enough to vote against Obama because of marriage equality are going to vote anyway in November, and we're going to vote anyway. People may go to the polls who weren't going to vote for Obama, who weren't going to bother to vote for Obama, though they may have weakly supported him, because they're inspired by this. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, and that's certainly a possibility, but I think another impact of the president's announcement yesterday is it really will serve to re-energize not only LGBT voters, which historically have supported the president, but also his progressive base, which was really looking for him to come out strongly in support of something. So I think it really will have that impact as well. But again, I really go back to the economy and to unemployment and these bread and butter issues about which most voters are concerned. So I think in the long run, it's really not going to have the strongly adverse impact on his reelection campaign.
Or positive impact. Carol in Fairfield, you're on WNYC. Hi, Carol. Carol, you there? Let's try Angela in Yorktown Heights. Hi, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Go ahead, Angela.
I just wanted to make a comment. I'm coming out in support of the president's statement. I'm an ordained Presbyterian minister. And often it has been opposed on religious grounds, but there are a large number of clergy people like myself who are in support of same-sex marriage. And I think this will really help the president with his progressive base. I know it's energized my 21-year-old daughter, so I'm really grateful that he came out in support of this.
As a minister, what do you say to folks who are also Presbyterian who might argue, wait, the Bible itself says this is an abomination?
Well, actually, I argue that I've given a lot of seminars that that is a very narrow interpretation that you can make an argument that there's no such thing as the Bible coming out in a favor or opposition to sexual orientation one way or the other, because when those texts were written, there was no such thing or understanding of sexual orientation as we know it. So for most people, everyone was straight. And so for them, engaging in same-sex relationships were going against one's nature. There was no understanding of sexual orientation like we have today.
Angela, thank you very much. Stuart in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Brian. I really wish the president had taken a strong, principled stance instead of kind of stumbling across the finish line held up by his junior colleagues. I mean, I really think this is a civil rights issue, and I think that the president could do very well in the election, to answer your earlier question, if he made this a strong civil rights issue and said, look, we need to stand up for this and educate, and that he should, as president, he should use his bully pulpit to educate people how important it is, and that this is the same as, you know, race issues or gender issues. And, you know, I think he could do very well, and he could gain votes by taking a strong, principled stance.
Stuart, thank you very much.
Thanks.
And by the way, on tomorrow's show, we will be talking about race and the president's new position on gay marriage. But Mike Lavers from Edge Media, before you go, how much is this about gay money as much as gay marriage? I've heard it said that with Wall Street now soured on Obama after lavishing so much spending on his 2008 campaign, he is cultivating other deep-pocketed communities, and the gay or actively pro-gay community is one of them. The Washington Post has a number today that one of every six Obama campaign donation bundlers is gay.
That's certainly a very, very serious consideration when talking about this issue, and it goes back to previous to yesterday's announcement. There was certainly a sense among the community that there was growing frustration among the president's LGBT supporters that he had not publicly endorsed marriage equality, and some donors had even started to question whether they would continue to support his reelection campaign. So the fact that he does take a lot of quote-unquote gay money certainly is a factor that we need to discuss when talking about what happened yesterday.
All right. Another factor in fundraising, another factor in campaigning in the 2012 election, another step in speech about human rights as far as the LGBTs of America are concerned, and many of their supporters. Thanks to Michael Lavers, national news editor for the Edge Media Network, gay and lesbian-oriented news organization. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.